Try to do an escape to the beach with a good book. So we asked our good friends at Spotty Dog Books and Ale, specifically General Manager Jess Buglisi, for some reading recommendations. So welcome to the afternoon show, Jess.
Oh, thank you.
So what's topping the book charts this month then?
Well, I'd be remiss if I did not mention The Beginners by Athens author Rebecca Wolf.
Yes.
Which we had a great event for. She and Sarah Faulkner, who's also a local author with a book coming out in October, Animal Sanctuary, not out yet, but we're looking forward to that. But we had them do a reading, I guess, earlier in July, and really, I've read Rebecca's book. It's wonderful. Really good for summer, very... sort of immersive. And
now, just can you just sum up what it's about?
Well, it's about a 15-year-old character, Ginger Pritt, and it's sort of her coming of age and like this sort of slightly supernatural, like psychosexual, sort of strange, sort of a triangle, maybe a quadrangle between she and her friend and a strange enigmatic couple that moves to town. So really, really, really good book to read on the beach or anywhere, but summer book certainly.
And what's that called again?
It's The Beginners.
The Beginners.
Yes, there are plenty of them if you come into our store. You'll see them everywhere. They're gold and hard to miss. But yes, I'm really enjoying that book.
So what else have you got for us?
Well, we just did our August bestsellers this week, today in fact, and I'm seeing we sold a lot of copies of this Blake Butler book called There Is No Year, kind of an experimental novel. A lot of people have been enjoying it in town. It's I would describe it as about a family, and then there's a, quote, copy family, so it's a sort of like... diverges in a lot of ways from like a traditional novel, but it's really it also has some sort of cohesive narrative and turns out to be like emotionally engaging, not just totally off the charts literary experimentation. So it's kind of gorgeous, very designed little, it's a really good book. We've also been selling, because a few people have been reading that, this book he also wrote called Scorch Atlas. But yeah, so those two. We actually had another book event here last week, or a couple of weeks ago now, with Galen from the radio station called Transmission Arts. We sold a bunch of those.
I think we've heard of that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe.
And that would be Galen Joseph Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
Yeah.
Now, just to backtrack a wee bit, is Blake Butler, is he a local author?
No, actually, I believe he's from Georgia, but he does have some ties locally that I read about the book and was very interested in it, was not aware of his ties. He's previously published in Fence, which is Rebecca's Wolf.
Because he was reading at the Athens Cultural Center,
well,
I believe.
He was supposed to, he was supposed to, and that changed to another author whose name slipped my mind, because I was very excited about that. But he did not end up reading last Saturday, unfortunately. But, that was supposed to happen. We're kind of disappointed. But,
Just do local books do very well at Spotty Dog?
They can, certainly. Not all of the time. If someone's kind of tied into the community when we have, a signing and, they can get all their friends out and things, obviously they do pretty well. But, it really depends on the book. Local guides, books about Hudson history and stuff are perennial sellers here. But, it depends. People want to read good stuff, I find.
So what else do we have in the bestsellers?
Let's see.
I'm looking at something called We Are in a Book by Mo Willems.
Yeah, it's a kid's book. It's an illustrated... I would be pretending if I had actually read it, but it's which is silly because it's not got very many words. But it's just a Mo Willems kid's book, which apparently is very engaging and endearing. He always has really fun books. Knuffle Bunny and all of that, so, I don't know. Yeah, and then what else did we have in the bestsellers? Maybe, Hunger Games, of course, because everyone's excited. I guess there's a movie coming out.
Tell us more.
Hunger Games is a dystopian sort of young adult trilogy that kind of succeeded in the wake of, I'd say, Twilight and all that stuff. But, again, this is a book I have not read, but Kelly and Alan, the owners, I was very fond of. I think people are starving. I don't know, maybe. Children have to... this is me being totally ignorant of a massive pop culture phenomenon, but there is a movie coming out soon. It's supposed to be a scary book, but both teens and adults have been reading it and loving it very much.
And this is by Suzanne Collins,
Collins, yes.
Is she a first-time author, or has she published previous books?
I think so. I know I've seen her speak, and I believe that she said that she had some job in maybe like something odd, like writing soap operas or something, and this was her first foray, and it was kind of an unappealing, narrative, kind of dark thing for kids, and so the success of it was very surprising to her, but I believe that was her first book, if I recall.
Now, are there any other books that perhaps aren't bestsellers, but that, you think people should be aware of?
Well, I mean, we've got, a lot of books, but lately I've been reading, a few of us here, and things happen like this at the Dog, like, we all kind of became aware of this one author who's just kind of like a weird 20th century, someone who was once formerly a very famous author who's kind of fallen off the radar, this George Simenon. Who's actually a Belgian author. I'm reading a book of his called Three Bedrooms in Manhattan. It's kind of like cinematic and noir, kind of a love story. It kind of takes place in this seedy sort of running around New York City in the 50s, I guess, sort of way.
Who is this author?
Simenon, George Simenon.
He wrote
200 novels, apparently.
Oh, yeah, Georges Simenon, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Maigret, he wrote Maigret.
Exactly.
That was his big, his most famous series. It was televised.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think there are like 70-odd Maigret novels out there, too.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
Yeah, and so I guess, we have a couple of books of his, a few that were published a few years back from New York Review of Books, but I guess we just got this in The Train, which is another one from, and it's from the Neversink collection, which is the Melville House. Just really attractive, simple reissuing of so-called forgotten great books. And so we've got, we're all kind of on a Simenon kick. So that's fun. And there are a lot of clarity. His writing is really just kind of quick and spare and nice. And for me, that's something appealing to read in the summer when you're kind of hazy and lazy and not doing very much.
Yeah, I don't know if the series was over here, but it was hugely popular in the UK, the Maigret series.
I was reading a little bit about it when these books came in, because this is someone we had never heard of, and then we're all just attracted to different books at the same time for no particular reason. And I had never heard of it. Apparently a large phenomenon.
Yeah. So, do you have any readings coming up?
We are not right now. I know we have an author, Jillian Lauren, coming through in September. She wrote a book a few years ago. She had a signing here. It was called Some Girls. It was about her, it was a memoir of her life in a harem. In a modern harem. Some prince in some small country, she's got another book. I believe it's a novel this time instead of a memoir, and we had her scheduled for mid-September, but the date has changed, and we haven't rescheduled it, but so far, that's all we have lined up right now. Looking forward to getting some more things together, particularly since we had two such great signings recently.
Yeah, so do you feel that you have to read most of the books that come in and that make an impact? And
it's so overwhelming to me because there's absolutely no way to do that.
Yeah.
Even with the books that everyone is reading and stuff. So collectively, I'd say that as a staff, maybe we've read a lot of them. You definitely touch and have a memory. That's one of the great things just working in a bookstore is that you have so many memories of, like, I mean, I've definitely wondered if I've read a book before, just because I've been exposed to it for, like, you know, say 5 years, like, working in the same place with it, but, you know, definitely try to keep aware or, and read a little bit about all the books that come in, if not, like, you know, read the entire thing, because, yeah.
How do you actually select the books that are going to be stocked?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of it, I mean, there's, you know, kind of a standard recommendation from publishers and our agents, our representatives that we, you know, adhere to in ordering. But, I mean, a lot of it is, and most of it, I'd say, at this point in time, is just us as a staff curating what's interesting to us, things that we're exposed to. I mean, I personally love to go to bookstores, write long lists of books, research those books, and then buy them for the store. But, I mean, you know, I think we all have our methods, but, you know, there are definitely a few of us who kind of just sit around and scheme about these things throughout our workday, and I mean, that's where it's been coming from for at least the last year or so, I'd say, like, largely. So it's a real treat, you know, to be able to do that, you know.
Yeah, anyway, I'm really glad you guys are just down the road, you know, it's so handy for us after the show to pop by and have a book and a nail. But I was in New York at the weekend and mm-hmm. I went to Borders.
Oh dear.
Which was mobbed.
Yeah, was it just massive closeout sales?
Yes.
Yeah.
And absolutely mobbed
mm-hmm.
in a way that, as has been pointed out, in a way that it never is, it never was before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I picked up some bargains.
No doubt. Yeah. Mm. Oh, we have, here, allow me to plug. We recently have gone through, and there's a lot of semi-recent hardcover books, 50% off, a lot of novels, too, if you're just looking for, yeah, if anyone's out there looking for inexpensive recent hardcover novels for the summer, although I admit that I prefer paperback for throwing in a bag.
But yeah, it's easier to carry to the beach than a
paperback. Less investment if it gets stained by
sand
hot water.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay,
Jessica, well, thanks so much. That's been great. Thanks for joining us on the afternoon show.
Thank you.